اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise be to Allah عز وجل. We praise him with him. We seek aid and help. To him we repent. I bear witness that none have the right to be worshipped but Allah عز وجل and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his messenger and his servant. Allah عز وجل has sworn in his Quran with something very important. It means it is very important. Allah has sworn by Fajr, saying وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. When Allah عز وجل swore by something, means it is very important. We have to exalt it. We have to value it. It is value in the front of Allah. It is valuable in the front of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the sight of Allah, glory be to him. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. لَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ means the 10 days. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was mentioned that the 10 days Allah has sworn by are the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And والشفعي والوتر, الوتر is the odd number, is the day of Arafah, and الشفع is the day of النح, the day of sacrifice. So Allah عز وجل was exalting, has exalted these days, the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And we know that Allah عز وجل has exalted the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Of Ramadan, and also then, and he exalted the first 10 days of the Hijjah, and also such as Allah has exalted the night of Laylatul Qadr, also he exalted the day of Arafah and the day of An-Nahr, the day of sacrifice. Why? The Prophet ﷺ was explained that during the year there is no days. The righteous actions is done or are done, you know, like or better than to be done in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Means to do the righteous, the righteous actions during the first 10 days of the Hijjah, these are the best or the most beloved or the closest, actions or righteous actions in the sight of Allah, Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he was describing this and clarifying that, he was asked about even the jihad for sabilillah, the jihad for the sake of Allah, even for the person who going for jihad, fighting for jihad for the sake of Allah and risking his wealth and his soul and spending his life for the sake of Allah during the year, means but he missed or even that action, that this is the, we know that the jihad is the best action or righteous action in the for Islam. The person is sacrificing his soul and his wealth and his everything he has on for the sake of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even though the jihad fi sabilillah or doing the jihad fi sabilillah during the year is not at that level of the righteous action being done in the first 10 days of the Hajj, except a person who leaves his house risking with his wealth, his money and his soul, but he returns with nothing. I mean, he got killed and he's shaheed for the sake of Allah. These are the only actions can be equal in the same level with any actions, righteous action being done during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Means we have to exalt, we have to be careful to spend our time, or spend this first 10 days, you know, seeking the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the closeness, you know, and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, during that days. And we have to start it, you know, if, for example, if you have like 1 month of a year, so you have to save it, to spend it, and to be free at like 10 days, or the last 10 days of Ramadan, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, seeking the reward and the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the pleasure of Allah, because these are the best time you can act, you can worship, you can, you know, do the good for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the best action you can do during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is to fast the days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this is from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, according to the narration from Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And also to fast the day and to pray the night, and to spend the time during the day and night reciting the Quran and making dhikr and mention Allah Azza wa Jal, and spend your time for the good actions, for like feed the food, to help the needy, to visit the ill people, or to visit the hospitals for people, to, you know, soften the world, to enjoy good and forbid evil, to visit your relative, to keep in touch with your kin during that days. So choose the best day, the best actions to do, to offer, you know, for Allah during that days, to gain from Allah Azza wa Jal the best forgiveness and the best provision from Allah Azza wa Jal. And also, if you intend, if you have intention to sacrifice any animal like a sheep or a cow or a camel, so from the beginning you shouldn't touch your, or you know, touch your I mean, plugging your hair or cutting your nails during these days. Start and doing it before the first 10 days, and keep quiet without touching this, without, you know, intend to plug the hair, for example, or to cut the nails until you, you know, slaughter your, you know, sacrifice. So, and also to fast the day of Arafah, if you are not Hajj. But if you are Hajj, it is forbidden for the Hajj to fast the day of Arafah. But he can fast before, you know, Arafah. But the day of Arafah, for the person who is not performing the Hajj, the Prophet ﷺ in the authentic hadith has mentioned that it is forgiveness for 2 years. Allah will forgive your sins for 2 years, the last year and the next year. So this is the pleasure of fasting of, and this is the virtues of fasting for the day of Arafah. Also to spend the day of Arafah, the time of Arafah, of the day of Arafah, with dhikr. And the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that the best kind of dhikr I have done, and the prophets before me, is to say La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. So to do it, you know, a lot, and to keep saying that, this is the best kind of dhikr during the time of Arafah. So the Prophet ﷺ was showing us how to gain the reward, how to be close to Allah according to what Allah loves, Azza wa Jal. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, from the virtues of Arafah, he was talking that from the virtues of Arafah, that Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah is releasing and freeing the necks of the slaves, or the neck of the his slave or his servant, man or woman, you know, during the, you know, the day of Arafah, more or than any time is. So during the time of Arafah, during the day of Arafah, Allah Azza wa Jal, glory be to him, freeing people a lot and more than any time else. So we have to be close to Allah. We have to show him our sincerity, our good actions. He may release and free our necks from the hell fire. Also, during the time of Arafah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that day, or this day, the day of Arafah, whosoever safeguard his ear and his tongue and his side from any kind of sins, Allah will forgive his sins. So to protect your ears or hearing from any kind of haram, hearing or listening to any kind of haram, to save your tongue from any word, from any haram word or any haram speech or any haram talking, insulting or backbiting people or saying something bad, and to save your sight from looking and from seeing anything haram, whosoever protect his, you know, sight from sins, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive him, especially that day in the day of Arafah. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing that during the day of Arafah, the most, you know, pleasure and the most like virtues of the day of Arafah, that Allah Azza wa Jal is coming down during the day of the night or the noon of Arafah, Ashiyat Arafah, before sunset, and proudly and proud of his servant and his slaves in the front of the angels. Even if they are performing the Hajj, pilgrims, Allah is proud of them in the front of people of the heavens or angels. Look at my servants, look at my slaves. They came from everywhere, facing the tiredness, facing the hardship, leaving their own, you know, beloved children or own family or own business. Look at my servants, they came from everywhere with this hardship. Asking for what? Of course, they are asking for the pleasure of Allah, forgiveness of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal saying to his angel, look, be witness that I had forgiven my servants or my slaves from any kind of sins and gave them whatever they need. So this is from the virtues of Arafah, that Allah, glory be to him, is coming down to be, you know, to make it easy and to be proud of his servants. He called them and they replied and they accepted that. And then Allah, glory be to him, is responding them. Allah is reward the ihsan, the good with the best. So, and some kind of people, when they heard that, you know, hadith, they may deny this hadith, or they describe it or understand this hadith with different way. So we are saying that Allah is coming down according to his glorious of Allah Azza wa Jal, according to his good qualities, according to his the perfect names and the characters. So we are not saying that Allah is coming like a human or like a creature, but coming according to his quality. And I'm talking, for example, give an example. To see the, you know, the glorious of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that Allah is exalted and Allah is bigger and greater than any kind of his creature, even the throne, even the chair, even the heavens and the earth. So for example, for myself as a creature, if I get the cup, for example, in my hand and get close to that cup or be far from this cup, doesn't make any big difference from me or big action or big, you know, deal from myself, because the cup is no, there is no comparison between the cup and between me. And I'm a creature and this creature, and there is percentage between me and the cup. So to come to close to this or to be far from it doesn't make any big deal from myself. And the most example is for Allah, glory be to him, Azza wa Jal. Allah is the creator of the heavens and earth and the chair and the throne. So when Allah says that he is coming close or far, doesn't make any big difference. You know, he's acting. Yes, this is true. You know, coming down. But coming down, it doesn't make any difference. We couldn't say coming down and leaving the chair or leaving the throne. No, it is according to the glories of Allah and the greatness of Allah, glory be to him. So it doesn't make any big difference when he is coming to be proud of the slaves of his the slaves and the servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we have to understand this, and Allah, glory be to him, is the one who is saying that. So we have to accept it, and we have to be good You know, and to be generous for our guest. Allah is coming for what? To ask and ask for something? No. He is sufficient. He is the most sufficient. And he is sufficient from the alameen, the mankind, and the jinn. So he's coming for us to help us to accept our whatever we ask, to accept our actions, to provide us, to forgive our sins. So we have to be more generous. You know, we have, in that days, we have to show Allah our sincerity. We have to show Allah that we are poor for Him. We seek His provision. We seek His reward. We seek to be close to Him. So we have to, you know, acting the good to Allah to gain His, you know, forgiveness. So may Allah Azza wa Jal accept our actions, and the end or the best action, you know, to end up this 10 days is to slaughter our sacrifice by, you know, couldn't be like sheep or couldn't be a cow or a camel, you know, to show Allah, also with to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Bismillah, you know, and show Allah that we are thankful, and the thank of the human to Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, for this, you know, provision, and also to revive the way of Prophet Ismail, Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, you know, to revive and to practice the tradition of Prophet Ibrahim, to follow his way, because this is the sacrifice of Allah, from Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, to Ibrahim when he accepted and when he obeyed Allah to slaughter his own son. And then Allah Azza wa Jal sent down the sheep as a sacrifice for Ibrahim, for Ishmael alayhi salam. So we have to practice, we have to revive this, we have to follow, you know, our grand prophet for this, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, and to show Allah that we are following, you know, and worship Allah, we are worshiping Allah according to His way, according to whatever Allah has ordered and commanded, you know, according to the commandment of Allah and the commandment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our deeds, and may Allah forgive our sins during the 10 days and during the day of Arafah and during the day of sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save and protect all the Hujjaj, all the Muslims, and may Allah return them healthy with protection of Allah, with full forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, and return them there to their families and to their houses, to their beloved children. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our deeds with sincerity. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله تعالى لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you.